How does this make you feel? There's a magistrate who I think needs to take a long, hard look at himself. His name is Rodney Higgins. He's from Bendigo. In 2019, he sparked controversy after leaving his partner of 18 years and starting a relationship with a court clerk 45 years younger than him. He was 68, she was 23. They were a couple for 7 months and they lived together for 4 months. During their relationship, Ashley Petrie made plans for her super and life insurance just in case she ever died young. 23-year-old Ashley nominated her mum as the beneficiary. And then news of the relationship between the 68-year-old magistrate and the 23-year-old junior became public. It was big news. And in a tragic twist, Ashley died after being run down by a car. It was a suspected suicide. Ashley had left her $180,000 superannuation death benefit to her struggling mother. Mum's not a high flyer. She lives in a modest flat in a regional town. So you'd presume that Ashley's wish would be honoured, right? And her superannuation would go to her mother. But no. The magistrate, Rodney Higgins, has claimed it. The guy who earns $324,000 a year as a magistrate has claimed the money that was meant for Ashley's mum. That's what Ashley wanted, but he says, no, we were living together, so it should go to me. Ashley's super fund has sided with him, agreeing that he was Ashley's de facto partner, therefore her dependent. He's refused to share the money with Ashley's mother, even though it was left to her by her own daughter. And get this, months after Ashley died, Rodney Higgins has returned to his previous wife. Ashley's mum has been fighting this for more than a year. Her lawyers have appealed the super fund's position, but they've had no luck. Can you believe it? I mean, who would do something like that? Well, we know the answer is Magistrate Rodney Higgins. For legal reasons, we're limited in how much opinion we can share on this. So let's just repeat the facts. Rodney was 68. Ashley was 23. They were together for 7 months. She's died. He's alive. Ashley wanted her superannuation death benefit given to her mum. Rodney has claimed it for himself. I'm lost for words. What kind of person are we dealing with here? I'd love to be able to say more, but for legal reasons, we are restricted in how much we can say.